On this episode, we showcase the journey of Perfect Corp, a leader in artificial intelligence and augmented reality virtual try-on solutions for beauty and fashion. Hear about how they leverage AWS and generative AI to enhance accuracy and personalization across their portfolio, driving innovation and superior customer experiences at scale while reducing costs and ensuring security. Well, I'm excited to welcome Wayne Liao, President and Chief Growth Officer and co-founder of Perfect Corp. Wayne, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to share our experience.
And from AWS, we have Danny Wang, Business Development Manager. Danny, great to have you here.
Yeah, good to be here. Thank you.
And also from AWS, we have Roger Wang, our Solutions Architect. Roger, thank you also for being here today.
Thank you, Sarah.
So Wayne, for our international audience, can you tell us a little bit about Perfect Corp?
Yeah, so Perfect Corp is a technology company. Basically, we are using AI and AR, augmented reality, so as our base. But the interesting thing here is our application is mainly to the beauty and fashion industry. So we cover the technology from virtual try-on, so you can virtually try the makeup, all the way to skin analysis. Of course, we're using AI, deep learning to understand your skin, and then, to understand your skin tone and the cases. And then we do hair. We do a virtual try-on on accessory. So we cover lots of different aspects of the fashion and the beauty industry. Yeah, so 10 years in the business, global. So we are in the many different countries. We are working with lots of big brand globally.
Fantastic. And I can imagine that in the beauty industry, that perfection is super important, isn't it, to get the tones right, to get those recommendations right for your customers.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. So that's why our company's name is Perfect. So You have to be precise. You know, when you talk about beauty, you have to be perfect.
So can you tell us a little bit about the technology estate that you had? What were you trying to do with AWS in this case?
Yeah, so we collaborate with AWS and also using AWS service in many different ways. Mainly, I would say in the three very important parts. The first one is really the platform architecture, the infrastructure. Because as I said, we are a global company. We operate 24/7. Yeah, because of global, somewhere, sometime, is always somebody using our service. So that's why scalability is very important. Also, we are working with more than 650 brands globally. So that's why you can see the high demand. And then also, we are constantly growing. So scalability is super important. So that's why working with AWS as a platform infrastructure, that's super important. And also, as I said, because we are using AI technology. So, you know, AI is a constant evolving, very fast. And then our customer, you know, sometimes they just come with some idea, we develop some new AI application. So that's why we require very dynamic and the versatile infrastructure in the AI development specifically. So we rely heavily on the deep learning technology. And right now, you know, generative AI, the large language models training, that one is super, super important. So, and then the last but not least is, as I said, we work on 650 brand globally across, can be like 80 different countries. So you can imagine the complexity of a compliance and the security. So that's why we need to work with the company to comply their local data protection, regulation, and all kinds of compliance. So that's why, so like a GDPR. So that's why, you know, working with AWS is really offering us a service to the global customers safety and security side.
Fantastic. And Danny, those key themes around infrastructure, advanced technologies and access to the latest technology, as well as that grounding and security, resonates, I'm sure, with you in terms of the work that you do with customers all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think from day one, Perfect set the scale at the global scale for their application. So I think for scaling is a really important thing for them. So at the beginning, about like 2016, you know, they have a huge demand for CPU. But at that time, they didn't introduce the auto scaling group for them at the beginning. But when their business is expanding really huge from all around the world, then we introduce the auto-scaling group for them to expand the usage of the CPU. And later on, they have the huge demand for GPU as well, because, you know, Gen AI is expanding in their application as well. So we also add the GPU at the auto-scaling group for them to control the usage and the performance and also the cost for them to have a better control for that.
Absolutely. And Roger, maybe you can get into some of the architectural patterns for this latest use of generative AI and deep learning in providing that kind of virtual try-on capabilities.
Yeah, for sure. And one thing I would like to also highlight is Perfect not only has the app for the consumer side, they also have the control plan and all the infrastructure and management tools for their clients on the business side as well. So imagine us having to figure out like how can we enable their customers on the business side of things. So they also do a lot of like tracking observabilities, and you can imagine all the good stuff that a SaaS company like the work with AWS, like we offer them a lot of like multi-tenant and consultation about how they should design their product, mirroring what AWS has done in the past. Specifically on the generative AI side, because they are the pioneers on the in the AI and beauty AI space, they also leverage our GPU resources a lot. So you can imagine like back in the days, 2015, starting from 2015 to maybe 2023, it's more like a CPU intensive kind of workload. But as the generative AI era, as we enter into the generative AI era, they kind of starting having to balance between how I'm going to do some of the generative, creative and generation on the server side a little bit more rather than having all the requests having to deal with on the client side. So you can imagine like there are some architectural balances that need to kind of have a trade off. What if the picture that the customer generate is not appropriate? They have to implement a layer on top of like the existing platform, and then having more security and safeguards and guard duty kind of security checks on top of each other. So that's how we have been helping them, and then involve the entire technology side, and then make change along the way as they expand into more countries.
That flexibility, you mentioned that, Wayne, and versatility of the kinds of the and optionality that you have in terms of working, so important for meeting the demand of your global customers. Is that right?
Yes. And then also, so talk about the scale. I want to add some number to make sure the customer, the audience here can have some idea about when we talk about the sheer amount at the scale. What's the scale? So basically, even, you know, I keep on getting customer. However, the thing is that when I see this number, I get a little bit shocked. Wow, it's a lot. So let me share with you. We are using the Amazon's EMR. Okay, so we EMR, the Elastic Map Reduce service. So we process 2.5 billion. That's B. 2.5 billion consumer event. And 200 million API inquiry per day. So you can see that your service actually provides us a safeguard and the infrastructure to process so many requests per day. And also, it's dynamic because sometimes, you know, if something we launch some new product, the demand can surge, like immediately, just surge it. Or the customer launches, we have some partner that launches some new service. So that's why to be versatile and dynamic and reliable is really, really important. So based on this number, we are using billion or median as a unit.
Amazing. And Danny, that elasticity so important in the value proposition of what we're providing. Can you talk a little bit about some of the capabilities there and the approach for using serverless, et cetera, that we were able to bring?
Right. So I want to tell a story regarding the EMR that Wayne just mentioned. That is a good practice for working backward, like in Amazon algorithm. So that one thing is that we are discussing with Perfect that how to optimize the user interface and the user experience at that time. and that we want to work in backward. How can we know what is really happening on the app and what is really a customer, the end user is doing with our apps, so that we are starting to collect the end user click stream, so that we collected all these events and put it in the EMR. So you can imagine that there's over 60 million of active users at that time for the apps, and that we can analyze all these event logs in the EMR. So including which listing, put in a which location, and which of the color is more popular being clicked, and what is the relation between the clicking, so that we can also produce the report for that. What is the really important location, or what a color, what is a brand that is popular to the end user? So this is how we use the EMR so that we can analyze all these things.
Fantastic, Wayne. Those insights that you're able to then garner for your customers around their end customers' usage of the system is probably a differentiator for you. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. Because, when Danny talked about this analytic data, that's one of our strengths, because we provide intelligence. Okay, we not just let the customer blindly try their the makeup, because we understand where, how, and what color they are trying. So we analyze it, we provide this intelligence back to, so we have a B2B and B2C business. For the B2B, we provide this intelligence back to the brand. So brand is a very valuable insight, because they know what and where and how this customer try their product, or even they have a skin concern. So they know what kind of skin concern their customer is really focused on. And on the B2C side, of course, with a sheer amount of data, we need to analyze the log, and sometimes maybe something happens, so we can quickly go back to the log and check. So the EMRs, the capability to provide us all this intelligent data and analytical, the methodology is very, very important, super critical to us.
Absolutely. And Roger, I want to go back to something that Wayne had mentioned in the beginning around security and compliance and some of that built-in capabilities that we have. Do you want to speak to that a little bit about how we helped?
Yeah, for sure. So I think Perfect do a lot of things to protect their customers, and that reflect on the architectural choices they made. In fact, the product SKU from the beauty brands are actually trained in-house, but all the renderings are happening on the client side. So they don't collect all the sensitive data in terms of your skin and then all the different like colors and stuff like that. But also because they need to be very, very precise. So you can imagine as they expand into different countries, and then there are different regulatory compliance they need to be compliant with. So how to balance between what are the data that I need to collect versus like what are the data that I need to protect and then refine my services, etc., etc. So they leverage a lot of like security services. On the front end side, they use the WAF to make sure that there's no unnecessary attacks that are hitting their platform. And also they use a lot of guard duty to making sure that all the traffics are, is there any patterns, and then using masses to figure out any columns that might be sensitive data. They need to be doing maskings. And then also, how can they do those kind of on-device machine learning and then infer the anonymous traffics without having to know what IP address this customer is coming from, et cetera, et cetera. Because of all those very rigid security compliance requirements, recently we've been working with them to say, hey, how can you do this on your regular basis? So we help them introduce some security incidents event management platform using OpenSearch, and then help their backend and engineering team to adopt those kind of solutions, like right to use, immediately launch, that they can use immediately, not having to put together all themselves.
Right. Wayne, we often talk in this podcast about experimentation and failure, and that kind of speaks to some of that, like being resilient and building in the capacity and capabilities for your system to evolve over time. But was there anything particular that you would point out or think of that was an obstacle you had to overcome during the development of these capabilities for your end customers?
What Roger said actually is super important because of data privacy. And then, so thanks Roger actually explained this, we rendering in the client side. So that one we constantly get asked because we are taking the face. So that can be very sensitive. But every time we get into the contract and everything, they ask us to show them the architecture. So they say, how can you not get my data, my customer's data, but still rendering? I said, let me show it to you. Okay. So whenever we show this architecture to them, we pass the security assessment. So that one's super important because for us, protect the data, especially we are dealing with a face. So that's super important. And also second thing is availability. So, Danny just says, when we started, it's primary AR. Okay. So we do lots of, the CPU, and then later we transfer into the GPU because it's AI. So this, transition. So the availability is super important. So we are very happy, currently we can achieve like a 99.99% service availability because, the customer doesn't really matter. They don't care about if you are transitioning, doing architecture, rendering or whatever. They only need something is available when they need
right.
it. So that's why the smooth transition, it was an obstacle because we have a concern. It's, okay, what happened if we transfer something and transition to something, and then the service, if they have a interruption or something, our customer won't be happy. But actually, it doesn't happen. So that's why I guess it's a perfect collaboration with the AWS team. So make all these transition very smooth. So that's why it's something fundamental, security, mm-hmm. privacy, and then provide the customer peace of mind. That's something we really care about. And then we are happy AWS team actually help us to get through this, the obstacle.
Fantastic. I know this is an ongoing effort, but maybe you can give us a sense of where we are in terms of the, infusing these Gen AI and deep learning capabilities into the product and, where we are in terms of going to production.
Yeah, so great question, because we are in the era of generative AI. And then we are also still learning, because generative AI is a little bit different from, I always call it classic AI, right? So you train a model, when the model is stable, you put into your production. But generative AI is to generate something in the fly. So that's why we can see if, especially, if we get some popular feature coming out, suddenly, we get lots of searches. So that's why from our B2B customer or even B2C customer, sometimes we set a cap, on the business reason. So we cannot just limit it and just do unlimited access. So that's why moving to the future is something we really need to focus on and solve is, of course, the scalability. And also this scalability can be into a second. Okay. In couple of seconds, you may need to help us to increase 100 million capacity, something like that. And also, why we hit the cap? Do we have any tolerance or any margin to continue the service without the interruption? So I guess that's something more like a new because of the development of a generative AI and then create some new challenge for us. But again, that's a challenge turned into opportunity. So I'll say, beside everything, we'll just, business as usual, but for generative AI, this availability and then in the very short period of time, how can we control the server, the service assessment, and then also maintain the reliability.
I love that notion of turning the challenge into opportunity. And Danny, that's something we see with a lot of our customers, isn't it? In the experimentation with generative AI, but doing that in a safe and controlled manner so that they can make sure that they maintain that high availability and quality for their customers. Is that right?
Yeah, of course. And I think Perfect Core is a really good example for a Taiwanese company that always accept the challenge and explore to a different market. So for example, at the beginning, they are having a B2B business for a cosmetic brand. And later on, they have switched to the B2C market for the apps, which you can download from the iOS or Android system. And from now on, they start to try the generative AI solution. And also they are stepping into the medical industry right now. Yeah, so for these GPU usage, then we need to see the problem in more detail and in more accuracy. For example, they have the new apps called the Skincare Pro, and they have the Reshape Simulator. This kind of application is doing in the medical industry. So that, for example, like Skincare Pro, we analyze more than 10 different kinds of skin problem, so that we need to see the problem in detail and accuracy. For example, we cannot mix up the difference between the pimple and the mole, because that's a totally different thing. So that we need to analyze the skin problem in more detail. And for example, when the Reshape Simulator, we need to show what is the difference before and after the surgery from the doctor. So that, you know, these kind of application from Gen AI is a really good thing that we can see that is a application produced by Perfect Corp, and we see that there is more opportunity coming in the future.
So that's really interesting. Tell us a little bit more about these two products, Wayne.
Yeah, so Danny, actually, I have a good news for you. While you are talking about the Skincare Pro, you said 10 concerns. Actually, we already improved getting to 14 different concerns. You can see how fast it is. And also, so basically, Skincare Pro is a very easy to use tool. It's a software tool. So the dermatologist or esthetician, you can download and put into your iPad. No, you know, complex, installation. You just like an app, and you can start doing that. So just scan the faces, and then we will tell you like 14 different concern, the common concern from your customer, your client. So for example, the surveillance of their wrinkle, their pore, or if they have redness. So we'll graphically show on your faces. And then we give you a numerical number so you can see how your skin compared to other people. So that's why it sounds pretty simple, but actually it's not. It takes us years of doing the deep learning, and now we offered it. And then also another one, which we just launched, we call the Aesthetic Simulator. Basically, that one is for plastic surgeon. Okay. So when the most of customer, what happened to them, the problem, the pain point is when they go into a doctor, plastic surgeon, they want to do something. They want to do reshape. However, what happened is they are wondering about what will happen, what will look like after the surgery. So usually at this moment is they show you some photos of before and after, but it's other people's faces. It's not your faces. So what we are doing here is we are using your faces. Of course, goes to a complicated learning, the AI learning, deep learning process, and also generative AI, because we need to create. We need to create based on what we learn, what will happen to you. So your doctor said, okay, so you probably need to do a chin lifting. Okay. And then by doing this surgery, you'll get 70% improvement on your chin. 70%. What does that mean? So, but we graphically show you what that 70% improvement means. Oh, you can say, oh, okay. So I understand. So actually that solves a very fundamental problem, which is that we empower the customer. Because when customers come to the doctor office, they are always vulnerable because they are facing something unknown. So that's why with our the new AI development, we get into the medical field, which Danny just talking about. And also, you know, going to medical field, we need more data security and privacy protection. So that's why, again, go back to the AWS, provide us this environment.
Yep, so much exciting opportunity for expansive use of these technologies. Well, Wayne, Danny, and Roger, thank you so much for being here and sharing your story with us. And I'll just ask us to end on maybe some reflections that you've had in the course of this work that you've done that you would share with our customers. I'll start with you, Roger.
Yeah, for sure. I think we mentioned this a little bit during the course of this conversation, like having the opening mindset and then having the resiliency in terms of like open to what the market is telling you, and then use AWS technology to kind of put together something really quick and then get the feedback and then work with us. I think we really appreciate the relationship between the Perfect Corp and our account team. Like they always tell us what they want to do. And then we get the feedback. We brainstorm what's the best solution for them. And then they taste the market. And then we go from there and then iterate. And that's kind of like working backward. And they very much adopt our leadership principles as well. So I'm feeling like I'm working with my AWS coworkers from the other company. So I really appreciate that.
Nice. Danny, how about you?
Yeah, so I think working with Perfect Core, we are not only the relationship between the vendor and the customer. We are also like a real partnership between us. Because, for example, like we arrange Perfect Core to have a speech and at a booth in Taiwan for the retail forum so that we can connect more different retail customer with a Perfect Core. So they can also expand their market no matter in their original industry or the extra industry they want to explore in the future. So I think that is also we are helping and also we are cooperating with Perfect Corp.
Wonderful. Wayne, I'll give you the final words, final reflections.
So we are in the technology war, and then people, the market, the customer, our shareholder expect us to innovate it. So that's why we always run and we run fast. But the thing here is, as Danny said, while we are running, you know, we need to have somebody to partner. You need to have people to set up the table to provide you the water. So you won't dehydrate, right? So you have a water there. So that's why I said running fast and then jumping higher. But you always need to find a good partner to help you to put the safety nets or put the table to provide you the water. So that's why you can have a peace of mind. You can run fast. You can jump high. So that's why in this reflection, I see the getting AWS and Amazon in general in our as our partner is really help us. It's not only a partnership; it's basically an ecosystem. So we grow, we move, and then you help us to grow. So that's my reflection. We are very happy, and then we're looking forward to continue explore the uncharted territory of a generative AI and turn all these obstacle and challenges into the opportunity.
Fantastic. I love the metaphor of a long distance race and really looking at that stamina that you have to continue to invent on behalf of your customers. So thank you so much, Wayne, for being here today. Danny, Roger, again, wonderful to catch up with you.
Thank you. Welcome. Thank you. Thank you.